Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. After the half hour, we'll be taking calls. The number is 646-716-9663. And this year, I got to spend time with a wonderful new person, and she has become my friend. And her name is Tammy Rager, and I'm so glad to have her here. Tammy, welcome.
Thank you, Star. I'm excited to be here.
Tammy runs one of my favorite expos of all time. Tammy, can you tell us a lot about what you're doing this month?
Well, the last weekend in October, we will be having the 26th annual Universal Life Expo. So it's the largest all-volunteer metaphysical and holistic event in the U.S.
And what city and state is that located in?
It's in Columbus, Ohio. It's right in the heart of downtown Columbus, Ohio. How's that? So we're working totally heart chakra this year.
Okay. And my heart is just so happy to be part of it. Now, tell me, how many booths do you have this year?
There's right around 300, and of course, there's you, and there's all of the wonderful Gather Insight authors that are coming, that you're a part of that group. But if people can describe it, I tell everybody, if you can describe it, someone will point you in the direction to find it.
Mm-hmm. So about 380 booths, you said?
No, about 300.
Oh, well, that's a real good number. And from anything to everything you want metaphysical, and lots and lots of readers and lots of crystals. And what am I missing? There's so many booths. You just keep going and going. It's wonderful. I like it. I love it. And I'm going to be speaking there, of course, and doing some classes there and being there the week after at the ULE Center. Tammy, tell me, it looks like you have a bunch of real good speakers this year. Besides me, who are you excited about having there at the expo?
Well, you know, for me to schedule speakers, it was kind of a challenge because I have a wonderful set of friends, but I wanted to bring in someone new. And I went back to one of my go-to people that I have always been impressed with, and that's Dr. PMH Atwater.
I love her. We've been so many places together. She's articulate. She's energetic. She's full of light. She's very wise. And if you have never, ever seen Miss Atwater, come and see her. It's really worth it. Yes, and she has quite a name for herself, and she's been around the United States. And you have how many classes and lectures are scheduled for the whole Saturday and Sunday part?
You know, I don't think I've totaled the whole thing yet. There is, I believe, 15 seminars, which are 2 hour in length, and it's an additional $10. Where can you go in addition to admission? $10.
No, wait.
It's 2 hours.
You got to stop. You got to go all the way back to admission. And I'm going to say with one excited, disbelieving breath, how much is the price of admission for one day?
Yeah, people think we're insane. It's $11 for one day, $20 for the weekend. But, and we were laughing about this on my show Monday, we have a secret. We have an admission coupon at the ULE website, which is ulexpo.com.
Okay, and what does this give me?
For a one-day pass, it's $3 off. And for the it's $2 off. And for the weekend, it's $3 off. So, yeah.
Okay, so you could, get the whole package for $17?
$3
off the $20 weekend.
Yep, And that includes all of the free one-hour lectures.
Plus, I would heard there's lots of those, right?
There's probably close to 100. And there's some ceremonies and things, but then there are 2-hour seminar workshops, which you're doing two of them, and there's an additional $10 fee. And that's why we're an all-volunteer organization, because all of the money goes back to the presenters. People always kind of laugh and go, geez, you charged admission, you charged this. And it's like, do you understand these are world-class presenters?
I have presented at many, many, many an expo where it's been $100+ to get in for one day.
It's insane. $10. I mean, $10 to spend 2 hours absorbing wisdom from an expert.
And it's, yes, and those classes are very important. And I've at least got one marked on my schedule and a question mark by three more that I'm going to go and attend. And, of course, Miss Atwater's overlaps mine, so, you know, that always just happens to me, you know. So I'm like, oh, yeah, there it goes again.
I'm sorry, I scheduled those. I did that.
That's okay. I'm so excited. It's going to be like one big sleepover, like 30 of my speaker friends are staying at the Holiday Inn, plus several of my clients are staying there. So it's going to be like one big metaphysical sleepover before we even get started.
I
love those moments where you can sit down and there's nothing happening and you can talk. And then I love those moments when you're in an expo, when you can talk to exhibitors and you can talk to participants, and you never know whether you're going to be talking about UFOs, you're going to be talking about mud with crystals in it, or you're going to be talking about astrology or crop circles. And I like that. That's so refreshing to go to a place where so many people are so interested and so educated in so many topics.
Yes, we work really, really hard to make sure that we are a go-to event.
Okay. And what's your website, Tammy?
It's ulexpo.com.
Just one E, so ulexpo.com.
That's
it. And it looks beautiful.
Thank you. I worked hard on that.
Yes, it's definitely had a beautiful major facelift and is much easier to navigate. So tell me, what other pieces are you excited about, except you've been putting this on for a whole year before it even starts? You know, sometimes I feel like the promoters get there and it started and they're like, okay, I can collapse now, you know. What else are you excited about at the expo?
Well, one of the things that we do, because we have two now, we have one in the spring and one in the fall. And the fall one, for numerous years now, it's over 20 years, we have had the Drepung Losling Monastery monks from Tibet come in, and they do a sacred sand mandala. And this is literally, if you would picture, roughly the size of a card table with this intricate geometric sacred design, and it's all done in sand, so it's temporary, but it's one grain of sand at a time.
And it's different colored sand.
Yes, it's beautiful.
You know what breaks my heart is when they wipe it off at the end. The making of it is so great. I love those monks.
They are phenomenal.
And you know, like, I think I'm so spiritual, but I can't pay attention to where every grain of sand falls, you know? That has to be conscious. That has to be hyper-aware to create a masterpiece where there's not a grain of colored sand out of place, and there never is.
No, and it is just so incredible. And they do, at the end on Sunday afternoon, they will just kind of wipe it clear. Now, because it's sacred and because it's the energy of their prayers, if you will, they do give out baggies of sand to the people, so you can take that energy with you, and we have quite a collection in our house now of sand from the mandala.
That's a great altarpiece.
Oh, it's phenomenal. And they are just, they're wonderful. And they're doing two seminars also. One is on healing and one is a meditation. I'm excited to see what mandala they're going to do this year, because sometimes, And I just found this out last week. Sometimes His Holiness the Dalai Lama will say, this is the energy that we need to spread. And the Dalai Lama chooses, if you will, the mandala that will be at ULE. So I have not heard yet what the decision has been or where the direction is coming from. So,
well, you know, speaking of that, the energy is shifting so fast, and it's sort of like ping-ponging between, the Middle East and Russia and Ebola. And, I mean, it's pretty static out there. So I am pretty sure that whatever happens, it's too far in advance to predict. Is that just too much to say right now? Yeah, but things are kind of bouncy, aren't they?
It is. Somebody asked me, what the heck is going on? And I have a very good friend from England that's an astrologer, and there's some strange placements going on right now. Luckily, I don't have to remember what they are, just that it's hitting different people different ways, but that's part of it. And then I think the other part of it is still that backlash from 2012 and those new energies coming in, because you got to shake a tree to get the old fruit off of it.
That's absolutely right. And sometime a tree has to lose even pieces of its branches, has to be pruned back a little bit to grow more fully. And I understand Pluto just came out of retrograde, which means we're put into some type of fear-based mode for some reason. And the clients have been strange and crazy. And I sort of like, put your thoughts in a ping-pong ball and just bounce it around in a 6x6 room. And that's kind of what's going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
And handle that and know that you'll be walking in one direction and end up in another direction doing and being something else. And the energy, and I'm sort of looking forward to the expo pulling. You know, when you get into a place where there's so many spiritual beings, so many light workers, so many Native Americans, so many shamans, the light just multiplies, you know, like 1 × 1 = 3, and then 1 × 1 = 9, and you got, 300 vendors and several hundred speakers there, and it's, already up to 1 million. So when it's really, really grounding and unfolding to me to go to expos like yours. So, people, $11, come on, for a day. I mean, you could drive there, buy your gas, pay your hotel, and it'd still be cheaper than anything in L.A., New York, San Francisco, or Seattle.
And, I'm going to say this, and it'll probably come back and bite me, but I get a lot of whiplash here in Columbus of people going, oh, my God, that's so expensive. And it's like, hello. Now, I'm from Minneapolis.
Okay.
So Minneapolis is kind of a high-tech town, too. It doesn't have the same feel as Columbus. Columbus is the biggest small town probably in the country because we have that small-town feel. But when you put it in perspective of what you see, what you can visit, who you can talk to, it's darn affordable and dang cheap.
Somebody told me once the rule of thumb for an expo was whatever a person made in a day income in that particular city, whatever the average person made in a day, that should be what the price of the expo should be. And I know those people in Ohio are making more than $10, $11 a day.
I would think so. I kind of laugh sometimes, and I'm like, yeah, we all want something for nothing or as low as we can get it. But
think about it. Even if you go to some of the upper fast food restaurants, like the Italian ones and stuff, you're not going to get out of there without paying $11 plus whatever your drink is.
Oh, yeah.
So the whole day is an Olive Garden meal. Or Red Lobster meal. You know what I mean? It's like pretty good bargain. And, they may give you a little bit of heaven and hell about that price. But I'm going to say, and everyone, all my clients out there, hear me, $11, I'm astounded. And this is my second year coming to this particular expo, and I'm still astounded. So that says a lot. What else is happening that's going to be a lot of fun?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is probably important for us to talk about is when you joined us last year, we were in one location and had been there for 25 years. And the building is being taken down. So we have a new home now. And there's pros and cons, but I think it's going to be so much easier because I'll tell you who the smartest people are that come to ULE. And in case I forget what ULE is and didn't say it, it's Universal Life Expo. We used to be Universal Light, but it's now Universal Life Expo. And it's the people that come in, pay the admission, and attend all the free lectures all day long. But that new home is so much easier to navigate. So I'm excited to see how things unfold from the sense of the geographic change that we've made this year. Quarter of a century is a long time to be in one spot.
How far actually from the old place to the new place? Not very far, huh?
No, it's actually maybe 10 blocks because they were both downtown.
Mm-hmm.
One was just west of the center of downtown, 3 blocks, and this one is 4 blocks north of the center of downtown. So I could walk it on a good day. On a bad day, I could limp it with my cane. So,
yeah, or stick your cane out there and get a ride. I think that's good, but I also think that when you go have an energy and you carry it to a new location, most of the time it gets amplified or multiplied. The old grids are wonderful, and they're strong, and you know you'll be comfortable. But like Esperanza says, enlightenment only comes when you're a little bit uncomfortable. But I'm glad navigating the classrooms will be easier this year.
Oh, literally one hallway. It's either on the left side or it's on the right side. If anybody gets lost, I don't know how they'll do it.
You know, somehow you have to tell somebody, you know, your other right every once in a while.
That can be the only mistake that they make, literally, because it's literally one hallway, left side or right side.
That's going to be wonderful. And I imagine once we get in there and get our booth set up, that all of us will just turn around and go, okay, we're ready, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's good. I'm excited about a new building. Oh, wow. Who else is going to be there that would attract some of my clients and listeners there?
Well, you know, one of my favorite people with Gather Insights, yourself excluded, mm-hmm. is Reverend Kimberly Maroney.
We love her.
She's one of the best known, I think she's one of the best known secrets, actually, but she's one of the best known angel people in the country, and I
Absolutely.
Don't think people recognize that.
She is, and she has angel ministries and cards and paintings, and I see them all over, and I go, oh, that's Kimberly, and they go, who?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They have the stuff, but they don't sometimes quite connect her name with it, and this would be a great opportunity for everyone who has those angel cards and those angel books to go talk to Kimberly, because she's really, really, really knowledgeable about the angelic realms.
Yes,
and
she's
her
phenomenal.
Messages of the day are awesome.
And she's, well, if they can catch her in her booth, here's the problem. She has a one-hour free lecture. She has a two-hour paid workshop. She's on an hour-and-a-half panel for divination and psychic sensing. Then she's doing, and that's just Saturday.
But isn't she going to be at your center one day doing readings, too?
She will be. She's going to stay so she can see clients, and she's going to do one class at the ULE Center after ULE weekend. So,
great.
Yeah,
so people can pick up that flyer and maybe have an appointment with her, or not, meet her and then just do something over the phone with her, because it's just amazing to be in her presence. And Kimberly is just, she's kind of like champagne or carbonated beverages. She's bubbly. She's light. Her information is definitely accurate. And she has a way of telling you things that you can handle gently, easily, and quickly, unlike me, who I have a tendency to be very frank. Here it is. Take it or leave it. Here's the truth. Yeah, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have that same problem, too. I'll tell you, now here's one, and if you guys get in trouble, I don't want to hear about it.
Trouble? We do get in trouble all the time.
Well, there is someone, this is their first year that's going to be at ULE,
mm-hmm.
and she's actually in the booth next to you, and she's a fantastically gifted spiritual artist, and that's Sue Storm.
Oh, I'm Sue Storm's teacher. Yeah, she is incredible, and she attends 15, 20, you know, expos a year, and she paints people's soul portraits. And I have my soul portrait from God knows how many years ago here, and I've got beautiful paintings she's painted for my church and for my husband. And she's been in Europe, and they love her. And she just, you know, whether you have a horse or an eagle in the background, her paintings are amazing. And she does it right there while you're sitting right there. She does it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the work she has for sale are enough to take your breath away. You know, I've actually seen pictures. I go, "Oh, that's mine." She goes, "Nah, honey, it's already sold." You know, and in a way, you know, I've had my angels painted before by, what was his name, that man? He was so good. He's passed now. Whatever it was, he was in Texas, and I've had my angels painted. But having my spirit animals painted every 2 or 3 years, it's amazing how much they change.
Okay.
And how the power of the animal comes out of the picture.
Yeah.
So,
it looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I'm excited, but the two of you are next to each other, so I expect
there shouldn't be any problem. I've taught Sue. I can't even remember whether it's 10 years or 15 years or 17 years I've been teaching Sue, but it feels more like 5 or 7 lifetimes, and in her painting she teaches me. So I'm really going to be really jazzed. Also, I think Jaylene has somebody called Mooney Schwartzy. Is he coming?
He is, and I have not had the pleasure of working with him in person yet. Everything's been by phone and by email. What a delightful man.
He is, and I think he has an ashram in Atlanta and an ashram someplace else, and he is very clear. His teacher is a friend of mine, and so when people take teachers for 20, 30, 40 years, and they really learn their stuff and are able to articulate it, to help people in their meditation, to help people see clearly in their lives, he definitely is going to step up to that position of lineage holder after she passes. And spend some time with him, Tammy. I know you'll like him. You know,
everything so far has been just incredible. And that compassion and the quiet calm. See, I recognize it in other people because I don't think I have it. But I'll talk to him and just, you know, a question here or there, and I'll hang out and kind of go,
I saw that last time after the expo was over, and you and your husband went out to dinner with me and my husband, and you sat down. He sat down at the table, and we had ordered, and then all of a sudden I saw everything go chill, and you just had this quiet calm that came over you.
That was right before probably the nervous breakdown the following week. I teased you.
Yay, but you know, you still had it there for that few minutes I was looking at.
It's a lot of work.
You know, I just cannot imagine dealing with 300 people, exhibitors and speakers and people who want it their way and people who are very flexible. I can't imagine how much energy and patience and love that takes.
It's always, for me, a learning experience because, again, we're all volunteers. Everyone that works to put ULE on, we do it as a labor of love because we believe in it. We know the importance. We totally get it. So we donate our time to do this. And I always get to giggling when people will come in and they'll be upset or frustrated or whatever, because, you know, we're still human. And then they kind of go, oh, and it's like something shifts inside them. So there truly is a magic in the group.
Yes, there is.
With all of those people, so.
And I've met some of your board members when I was there last time, and it seems like people are just really have the greatest intentions for the ULE. And what is your website, Tammy, again? Can you tell me?
Yeah, it's ulexpo.com, UL Expo.
Oh, when you know, you get to the second page or something and all the featured speakers are there, special events, the booths, titles by alpha listing and categories coming and Saturday and Sunday schedule directions. It's really, really a beautiful website.
Thank you.
So are there any suggestions? Some of the suggestions I have, sleep and eat and rest before you're going to come, because attending these expos, there's so many energies. And, you know, when you go from booth to booth, it's kind of like shifting from night to day to east to west. There's a lot of different focuses you can have. So hydrate well, sleep before you get there. Be well nourished and stay hydrated. Anything, other tips that you want to give people?
I would say, and those are all wonderful, wonderful tips. I would say if you have a grounding stone, hematite is a very popular one. For me, I like smoky quartz or snowflake obsidian, so whatever the personal preference is. But it may be a good idea to put a grounding stone in your pocket, because the consciousness does shift and affect everybody's energy, because we're all connected anyway.
I guess my best tip, and this is my best tip, people, bring a lot of cash. All that extra cash you get up on your altar, all that cash you get stashed for, you know, buying tools and buying books, bring cash and bring your charge cards, because you're going to find a lot of unique items that you just can't find in metaphysical stores. In fact, in many cities right now, you cannot find a metaphysical store.
That is very true. It's metaphysical stores, I think, really have been hit hard. We used to have one, and they're very hard, and it's so easy to get things online now. So this is truly unique in the sense of it's all in one location.
Yeah, and I used to go to iNets, and there'd be 1,200 booths and 800 booths, and that's where all the vendors went from the stores and places to buy books and crystals and stuff to take back to the store. Now they're down to a couple hundred people, you know, and the stores have just disappeared.
Yes, and one of the things that I try real hard to do for booths is I look for handcrafted items, simply because they're unique. And this may be the only time that you'll be able to see somebody, the actual person, making a wand or a smudge fan or a dream catcher, and you'll be able to talk to them. Because how many times have you got and you'll pick up something and you want it, but the energy's not right?
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I look at a person and I pick something up and I go, oh, they got to work on that. Yeah, I can handle buying this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they looked. Look at their aura. They already overcame this, this, and this. I want this.
Exactly.
So, ULE people, $11. And tell me the dates again, please.
It's October 25th and 26th, the last weekend in October.
In the heart of Columbus, Ohio. We are coming up on our station break right now. So, ULEExpo.com.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
The number is 646-716-9663. Give us a call if you have a question. Now, Tammy, you are just more, much, much more than an expo putter together. What are your metaphysical and spiritual callings? What kind of readings do you do?
Well, I talk about everybody else, and now I don't talk about myself.
Right.
I put 4 books out a couple years ago. 3 of them are angel messages. I also do a product line of Swarovski crystal sun catchers that go with those, as well as decorative ones. I read the Akashic Records. I'm numerologist to the stars. I have a celebrity client base. And my newest endeavor is I am working with angel attunements. So
what is an angel attunement?
If you will, it's a combination, and this is about as close as I can describe it. It is a combination of guided visualization, massage table or zero gravity chair, so you're totally comfortable and relaxed, and we bring in angelic energies for a specific purpose. Say chakra balancing, emotional release, whatever a client is looking for, whatever the goal is. And then we will incorporate prayer with that. It's kind of like distance Reiki because I don't sit close to the client. I just walk them through the process.
Well, that sounds very potent and powerful. And I imagine you do a very good job, because how many years' experience now have you had in the metaphysical realm?
Well, professionally, right around 25.
And probably before that even. So this is a little thing with me, people. When you're going to get a reading, when you're going to get an activation, when you're going to get your numbers done, when you're going to get your astrology done, look at how many years.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, sweetie.
Right. Here we go. Marilyn?
Hi.
Hi. What is your question, sweetie?
Oh, I would like to get some feedback as to my work and money situation.
Okay, Tammy, you want to start?
I can do that. Marilyn, can I just have the month and day of your birthday?
September 21.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
A little late, but
I'll take it.
No, and yeah, this is really good because you're at the start of a personal cycle, so that's pretty awesome. This is a time for you to really sit and think about what it is you want to be when you grow up, because if you want to make a change with work, you need to act quickly. Money, the only thing I can tell you is don't gamble or risk more than what you can afford to lose, because money-wise, it's not, they're showing me a plateau. But the money is going to come from the work, so to make a change, this is a time to figure out what you want to do and start working towards it. It's an excellent time.
Okay. Sweetie, are you in a loving sexual relationship?
No.
Okay, I want you to clear that second chakra. That is about cash. That is about job. You need to be out of the job you're in by January 1st.
I don't have a job.
Well, then you need to be into a job by January 1st.
Okay.
That whole energy has to change. Are you looking?
Yes.
Are you really, really getting your resume out there? Are you sitting around in the morning and go, okay, I got one resume out there. What are you doing?
I've been ramping up the resumes, and I've been networking like a crazy person, and I've also been doing volunteerism for a lot of reasons, but that also keeps that energy flowing.
Okay, I want you to do that. Also, you're stuck and stagnant in your second chakra. And, you know, I would everything you can to change the vibration in that chakra. Every chakra clearing musical note that does their tuning for crystal, use it. Because once that second chakra opens again, that plateau that Tammy saw there will, you know, start becoming a little hill and then a bigger mountain, and you have the opportunity, even though your mind says you'll never be in a relationship again, or you'll never be in a relationship, you will have the opportunity to have that. So second chakra work over and over and over and over again in any way you can get it. Got it?
Got it.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. Is it Lorraine?
Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
Hi, Lori. What's your question, honey?
I was just wondering if you have a message for me from the angels.
Well, Tammy handled that.
Okay. Lori, when's your birthday? I just need month and day.
It's June 15th.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm going to go to the Universal Light Show because I am near Columbus.
Yay!
Cool.
I know. I'm excited.
Then you'll have to stop by. I'll be the one passed out in my booth.
Okay. I'll be looking for you.
Actually, they'll just put the curtain over me and let me sneeze. Lori, I don't mean to be indelicate, but have you had a loss of someone younger and but very close to you recently?
Hmm.
Like a friendship ending?
Younger and close. Not really.
Okay, because what they're saying is the message that I'm getting, and for whatever reason, Gabriel is really stepping forward, and it's all about communication, and that there was something with this miscommunication. So he's saying Mercury's coming up retrograde, which is always going to screw with everybody's communication anyway. So just watch what you say, but say it with integrity, because you think at a different level than what other people do, so sometimes people don't interpret correctly. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It does.
So just, okay, I'm now getting a line from Eddie Izzard, the British comedian. Pretend you're British and bring it down a notch. Don't be so highbrow. Use littler words with people for the next month or so, because there could be a problem with people understanding what you speak from your heart very freely, but people just don't always get it. So he's saying use smaller words with integrity.
Okay. My message to you is there is something in your lineage, whether it was from your grandmother, whether it was from your mother, there is a physical plane object, and it is what I call a power tool, not like a drill, not like a saw, but the person held this object and put their love, put their energy and intentions through it. Do you know what this object is?
Not right off.
Did you not get something from your grandmother? Does your mother have something from your grandmother?
Oh, probably most definitely. A lot of things.
Okay. I want you to find that power tool, because your lineage is very strong, and your mother may have been a skip. And many times psychic powers, psychic tools go down from grandmother to grandchild. And I want you to find that power tool in your family and put it in your hand and hold on to it. And whatever is the power of your lineage, whatever is the height of your genes will come to you. Do you understand me?
Yeah, I am trying to connect. I'm just trying to be real open and trying to connect.
And I keep noticing you using that word trying. And what I'd like you to do is when you try to be open, you try to understand. And understanding's the booby prize. I don't understand how my refrigerator works, and I don't care. I know how to use it. I want to tell you that all the strengths in your lineages, in your DNA, strengths of your personality will explode when you find this object that looks like an object, but really grandmother had it in her hand, the grandmother that was the black sheep, the grandmother that was the strong one. and that power tool will activate you, okay?
Okay. I'll see what I can do. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And breathe.
Okay. All right. Steve, you're on.
Oh, we love Steve.
Yes, we love you too. And I've actually met Tammy. Talked to Tammy. Both of you are sensational. So I am feeling a lot better.
I am glad, Steve. And unfortunately, I have been with somebody with cancer the last couple of nights.
No, it's okay. I love you. No one.
I've not been able to get to you. What is your question tonight, Garland?
So, I mean, anything you can tell me is great. I have this whole new optimism that major things are going to happen for me in ways I really love, that I've been I'm taking a great workshop this weekend, which I think will fill in the gaps that have been missing for me to actually work on a much bigger level.
Great. Steve, would you tell Tammy your month and day of birth, please?
February 19th.
Yes, the cusp, the Aquarian.
Yes.
The one thing that I'm going to, when we hung up the other day, because we did just recently talk, see, I can be reached, is this workshop, don't be surprised if you don't leave with kind of a sense of, I knew that. And you have that. It's a remembering. This is more of a remembering rather than learning for you. So embrace that, because you have a lot of hidden gifts that are being activated, just like some of the higher chakras for you are. So don't feel let down if you feel like you really didn't learn anything because you remembered it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it
yeah.
does. At stake, also remember that sometimes the same knowledge and wisdom put into different words is an activation for people. You can hear the same thing over and over again from your friends and your lover, and et cetera, and all of a sudden somebody says it just a bit differently, and it falls into place. And that's going to happen this weekend for you. It's not necessarily new. It's not necessarily lots of insights, but it's the pieces of the puzzle being turned around, and you can see where they belong. Okay, honey?
Wow, sounds great to me.
Thank you, Stig.
I love you both. Thank you.
All righty. Tara?
Hello? I don't think we have anyone there, honey. Hello?
Hello?
No.
No? No, I don't hear. Okay, I'll go. Can you guys tell me what's going on with my foot, my left foot?
Tell Tammy your month and day of birth, please.
February 20th.
Ah, another Aquarian cusp.
Huh.
There we go. And it's your left foot. Now, I have to ask the obvious. Have you injured your left foot?
You know, I did about 2 months ago.
Okay. That makes good sense. All right. There's something that happened then roughly 2 months ago that it's still holding you back. And this is just kind of a symbolic, because what I'm getting is it's like your left foot is like stuck on gum. And you keep trying to get rid of it, and it's not happening. So you may want to look back at 2 months ago and see what was happening. And because I'm a February baby too, August can be a really hard month for us sometimes. So if there's things that came up in the last 6 to 10 weeks, see, I do things backwards too, 6 to 10 weeks, look at the emotional things that came up, because this is where the left foot is like, it's still holding you back. You're stuck in the past, but it's like gum. You keep trying to get rid of it. You think it's gone, and then it's like, it's still there. Does that make sense?
That does.
Yeah, it does.
Sweetie, my suggestion to you is left foot is about follow through. And I've seen you support a million people. I've seen you run yourself ragged taking care of people's success in their future. What has your follow through been on your own projects? When you hurt your feet, the right foot is usually about stepping forward, changing directions, and the left through foot is about follow through. So what haven't you followed through on? Not outside, not for your father, not for the world, not for clients, but for yourself. Can you answer that question for me?
Yeah, a lot of my own personal development.
Well, this is going to be a big question for you. What you should do, what is appropriate and right to do, and what you have to be. And for me, I'm 75 years old, and I have to educate myself. I went on vacation and read 22 books. So educate, do your personal growth, do your personal, whatever it is you've committed to do. And if you don't, usually the left side of our body will take some type of physical injury to remind us that we're not following through. Okay?
Is this
very
where
cool.
I can,
thank you.
Where I can give him a really positive?
Right, and you got
it. Yes, this is. Go ahead.
It seems like the last time I gave you the mantra or the motto to work with was "Carpe Diem, seize the day." This one is a little bit different. I want you to picture Nike tennis shoes. Nike tennis shoes might be good for you to wear right now, and I want you to always think, "Go for it, just go for it."
That's a good one.
And
that's
it's
good.
Perfect. I mean, Nike encapsulates it. Not only is it a shoe that you can wear or socks that you can wear with this, but really, just go for it.
And it brings the energy right to the feet. And both the follow-through and the direction foot keep going. Very good, Tammy. You are so wise and intelligent. Can you give us a little bit about what the rest of the year is going to bring for us personally, the people of the United States, or the world? Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Well, I tell you what, I'm just going to throw some numbers together, and we'll take a look at the rest of the year. How's that?
Throw some numbers together.
Cool. All right. 2014 is a 7 year, so it's about going within. Now, a lot of times that introspection, it can be scary for people. So I would tell people, if you come up against things that are maybe part of your shadow self, things that you don't like about yourself, things you want to change, then face them only as you're comfortable. But if you start to face these things, you're going to realize you've made mountains out of molehills. How many times have we sat and thought, oh, I don't need to do that, or I don't want to do that, and then when you're forced to, you go, well, that wasn't so bad. And that's kind of, I think, what the rest of the year is going to bring, a lot of change with it, but a lot of good change because people have thought about. But I think there's some emotion that's going to be coming forward with this, too. We've got two eclipses in October. So with those being, you know, with Libra Sun and things, sometimes our balance may be off with that. But I think if people can just remember to breathe.
That's really important, to breathe. You know, and one day I heard my secretary talking about somebody, and the person was this and the person was that. And I go, oh, my God, I want to meet this person. And about a minute later, I realized she was talking about me. So what I also want to tell people is some of that good stuff that's really deep inside that you're not owning also may come up.
Yeah.
It may come up to be recognized. It may come up in a situation where it has to come up to help you heal somebody else. But a lot of those aspects of yourself, good and shadowy, may come up between now and the end of the year.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, too, we feel like there's no one there to help us. But when people connect with other spiritually gifted people, people living from the heart chakra, they realize it's almost like a ladder, and the person above you can reach down to help you up, and then in turn you can reach down and help the person on the rung below you. You can help them up too. So we're not alone. We just have to remember sometimes to ask for help.
And that's really important. And people think, you know, after a year of being spiritual or 2 years of being spiritual, if they ask for help, then other people will think they don't know anything. Or if you ask for help, you're weak. And to me, I guess to a lot of people, the worst question is an unasked question. If you need my help, I'll help you. And I know I'm going to ask for help because, you know, it only took me 25 years to learn to do that. And I got it. It's amazing when the decades of your life pass and you can see, wow, I was 50 before I learned that, or wow, I was 40. And, you know, now I'm sitting here at 75 and I'm going, oh, my God, I'm still learning stuff every day.
Well, I think sometimes we get trained in today's society that everything is so quick and so accessible. But when it comes to being spiritual and being consciously aware, there's no such thing as fast food spirituality. You still have to go through the steps.
You still have to look at your shadow.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what I'm not. This is what I don't even want to deal with. And that is your training. You are your own best training, and your family's your next best training.
Oh, isn't that true?
Oh, what can say about that? We've got about 8 more minutes. Tammy, tell me, when is your expo and the website of your expo, and where is it located?
It's right in downtown Columbus, Ohio. It's the last weekend in October, the 25th and 26th, and the website is ulexpo.com.
And it is my favorite expo of all the dozens and hundreds of expos I've attended, spoke at, been on panels at since 70-something. So come on, people, come join us. $11 to get in. Oh, my God. $11. You can have a hotel room. You can drive there. You can fly there, and it'll be just cheaper than some of the weekends we attend. Come on, people, come join us.
Well,
taking a
deep breath. Yeah, you're going to be doing two. You're doing light language.
Uh-huh.
And you're also doing, is it talking with spirit guides, working with spirit guides?
Really what I'm going to do is kind of like a parlor thing, and I'm going to say, who has a question for spirit? Does anybody want to talk to a dead person? And I'm going to bring messages to people.
Awesome.
And then I'll do a group channeling. So that's kind of like getting a reading for $10.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes my messages are very, very beautiful, wonderful rainbows and unicorns, and sometimes my messages are, here are the bricks, build the foundation. Yeah, build it, people will come, and this is what you need to get rid of. But I find sometimes they used to call these parlors in the old days, message from the spirit realm. That's going to be wonderful. And I'll be talking about sacred geometry, and then we'll be doing an introduction to light language, and we'll each be getting a little light language piece for ourselves in that. And I will be doing the light language class, the formal class, afterwards at your center. And by the way, Tammy, I went out and got 1,000 bags because nobody had bags last year. So I have bags that are pretty cool so people can carry their stuff in. I'm going to do, at your center, I'm going to do Touch the Divine, and that's psychometry, and I'm bringing objects from Africa, India, Australia, all over the world that you can touch and feel, and you can learn to feel, to know, and to hear our voices to talk to you about what that object is. I will be doing the Aura Zone class also, working with spirit guides, which is a full day Saturday, the weekend after the expo. And I want you to think something very mind-boggling, and here's what I want you to think. 50% of your experiences on planet Earth have been as a spirit guide.
Wow.
So it's a 50-50 thing. We get to have a body and we don't. And then, of course, how to use your psychic powers. And I have had people already calling me. Some of my appointments are getting set in, and people calling and asking about the classes. And we've been doing some emailing, and we'll do probably a little bit more starting next week. So anything else you want to say before we end this show, Tammy?
I just would invite everyone that's listening, if they're curious, if they have an open mind and an open heart, if they have questions, if they want to connect with people, Universal Life Expo could be a very viable option that will help fill their craving or at least give them a next step along their path. There's something for everyone.
And excellent. If you want, don't know whether you want to be a teacher, you don't know whether you want to be a reader. If you want to be a reader and you don't know what you want to read, come and experience. Watch the people doing readings, and maybe it will give you a hint of what you are to become. So we have about 4 more minutes, and I want to tell you about my website, MasterYourLight.com. And speaking of angels, I just put up a free angel quiz with questions about angels that are not your normal question, not what, who carries a sword and who has a blue gown. These are questions you're going to have to think about. And hopefully, in this angel quiz, you'll learn a few things about the archangels. You'll learn a few things. And I'm very proud that I didn't put the normal questions in there. So my website has lots and lots of fun free things to do on it. It has some awesome classes you can purchase on it. The next thing I am doing is I'm doing services, and I will have a service if your friend dies and you can't attend their funeral. I will have pet services if a pet dies. I will have services for losing a job and services for various different things. And they will be video and audio services that guide you through saying goodbye to your loved ones, to saying goodbye to a company, to a community if you're moving that has served you well over the years. So my next thing is to have some services up for a few dollars. So when you have that moment where you want to pull your thoughts together, where you want to have a focus for your grief and something to help you step through the process of losing this, you can attend this service. Hold on 1 second. And don't forget, you can get a reading from Tammy. You can get an activation, an angel activation from Tammy. Tammy, how can we personally get in touch with you to have a reading from you?
Well, my website is TammyRager.com. That's TammyRag, as in George, ER.com.
And please do, Tammy is a very, very wise woman, and I strongly support her. So would you please tell me the dates again of the ULE Expo in Columbus, Ohio?
I will. It's October 25th and 26th. We're doing it right before Halloween.
Ooh, what a great day Halloween is. That's a fun day. And that's $11 per day, people. $11 in the heart of Columbus, Ohio. And I'm going to be there. Many of my friends are going to be there, and many, many spiritual teachers, healers, and readers from all over the United States. Don't you have somebody there from Canada and a couple other countries?
We do. We actually have some international vendors that will be there.
And so you're going to get to look at things that you won't get to shop here in the United States. So everybody take a deep breath.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.